Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. I would like to say thank you to our wonderful sales department here at the Alice.
Lindsay, hi, everybody.
Lindsay, hi. Just brought us Christmas deliciousness. And
it's not true what they say about salespeople.
What do they say?
Well, you know, that they're drunks. They never work.
Who said that?
Well, we've said it before.
Not me, Lindsay.
We're the they in that.
No, sell you right down the river for anything.
Lindsay's
well,
great.
True.
And this has been a hard year for sales mm-hmm. because, as you may be aware, we merged with Entercom. We're now Entercom.
Right.
And it's been a crazy year mm-hmm. leading up to this, and none of it we could really talk about on the air. And
Even if we could talk about it, we didn't know what to talk about, and That's why it was hard for sales. They're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
Nope.
We're still waiting. In fact, we'll be better in the new year as the merger has now finished.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everything's, the dust is settling. So thanks to everybody in our sales department and
everything's been weird as I've been making communications with people about 401ks mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where
everything's
is
changing.
The thing that I used to do? Where's that?
Oh, that's nowhere.
That's going away.
Yeah, that's
oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's
that's
a whole
weird.
New thing, a yeah. whole new world. Anyway, we're super excited to be part of Entercom. This is a radio company. They love radio. They know radio. They've already made changes for the positive the day they took over. Suddenly we could swear on The Secret Show. Not that we didn't always swear. We just don't have to bleep it anymore.
Right.
All our bosses are right there right now. Susan.
Oh, really?
Michael. Jane is here.
Hey, bosses.
They all came in?
Yeah.
Merry
Big
Christmas
cow-wow.
And a happy
Big
new year.
Happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you share our pastries?
I sure did. Any chance I can kiss ass?
Yeah. I'm with you. I was going to suggest it, but it looks like you got that covered. Kiss ass portion of the show, covered. All right, here we go. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Bananas at Large.
Oh.
Shop for the musician on your holiday list in-store at bananas.com. Don't worry, I did. Alan, you're welcome. And also, thank you for everything you've done for the station this year.
Mm-hmm.
We got a brand new amp just the other day.
Yep. He just sent me a text.
Oh, what'd he say?
Great year, you guys. Thank you for all the support and friendship. Pool parties, aww. Supporting charities, music, Santana, Cindy Blackman, and so much more. What a year.
Oh.
Can't wait to see what craziness we come up with in 2018. Go Alice, go S&V. Go bananas.
Oh,
happy holidays funny. And happy new years to all the S&V family and listeners. That's from Alan.
That is
thanks,
so
Alan.
Sweet. That's Alan Rosen, the king of bananas at large.
By the way, pool party in June.
Oh, excuse me.
Whoa, you just burped into the microphone.
I was not, it was not
oh,
into
welcome
my face
to Vinny's world.
Turned. Yeah, I know. Like I'm the
oh,
only person
really?
Who's ever done
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I turned my head and I covered my mouth
no,
at least.
And you just ripped one into the mic. And
oh
you
my
know
God,
you
you're dreaming. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I'm
stop
dreaming.
It.
That's
you
what
are.
I want.
Mm. So, this morning at about 6 something, we relived a moment from yesterday's Secret Show. And much to Bryn's chagrin, we were like, oh, you know what would be great is if we did like top moments from the Sarah and Vinny Show here on our last day before we go on vacation. So
are you jumping to it right now? Or are you gonna
yeah, let's go right
time?
To it. I want to
oh,
hear what you come up
I
with.
I think you didn't hear I him mean, say, I need a few more
oh,
minutes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's fine. I have a few ready to go. I just haven't really organized everything.
Oh, boy.
Well, I would like to say thanks to our listeners because we got a lot of texts with suggestions mm-hmm. for things that happened on the show, some of which were from years previous to this one.
Time is flying.
It is flying. Actually, one of the first things that popped into my head was I thought, oh, did that just happen this past October? Nope, it was an October ago. And it's and actually we are going to, if you missed it, yesterday on The Secret Show, I'm stalling for you. Yesterday on The Secret Show, we did our Secret Santa gift exchange, and Yuzette won the day with the present that she gave me. She actually wrote a song for, or used a song that she loves and changed the words a little bit.
Just a few words.
And had conspired with my husband, John, to put the whole thing together. And so she sang over the track, and it was really sweet. And we played a little bit of it. Actually, I think we played most of it this morning.
Mm-hmm. The and, two things you mentioned I have on my list, so I can play. Let's start with you singing Lady Gaga. Even though it was last year, I wanted to play it anyway just because
But it's not from this year.
Too I know, bad for but, you. Know, we like it.
A, people it did text in about this.
But it's from over a
too
year
ago. Too bad for
ago.
You.
I love
we
it
like
so
it.
Much.
Oh, my God.
If this exactly. is not mine, we're
Let's
playing
just
yours.
Not the
burn.
Spirit you of and the... I. You and I. Yeah, yeah, you. Your 49th birthday gift.
Yeah. Oh, I still love it so very much.
It's not really in keeping with the spirit of fun things that happened on the show this year.
That's all right.
That's true. Well, another thing that wasn't part of it was, not from this year, I mean, is the Bill Daryl one. People were requesting
but
that.
But we played that
It's
already.
A favorite,
I mean, I
feel
it is a favorite. Favorite.
It's from 2015.
It's That's an essential.
True. This is an Alice Essential?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'll just go ahead and roll the whole thing.
Oh, good.
Daryl, how are you? All right, hello there. You're on the air. What is your name?
Hello. Oh, Nay.
Yeah, you. What's your name?
Nay.
You.
No, her name is May.
Oh, yeah, her name is May. I thought she was saying me.
No, she was
me. Yes, you.
I feel like you
okay,
just
May.
This.
Tell us the name and artist.
That was worth hearing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was super great.
All right.
All-time classic.
Yeah.
I can save some more for later as well. Let's see here. Okay.
He wasn't ready.
I wasn't
It's so
ready.
Obvious.
Okay, so we have this one. I don't think any of you guys remember. It's basically Human, and Human's really good at telling stories and really getting in depth.
Is he?
As far
so this
as
is
like
from this year,
he has a lot of detail and
yeah,
a lot
his
of
his stories
passion.
Are always too long, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's really good at telling stories.
He always
stories.
Has to go.
He doesn't get to the point.
He name drops every single person he can.
Well, the
and
thing
you're
is,
like, you haven't told a story yet.
And you
that,
ask
though.
Him a simple question about something, he goes, "All right, okay, hold on, I got to go back." He's like, takes you back, and you got to like get the whole groundwork.
What you mean, Bryn, is Human's really bad at telling stories. Here's a classic.
Here it is.
And the amazing thing about this film is, because he doesn't carry a gun, he is so effective. You know, after the Americans retreat off of the ridge, he stays. Oh. And he hides. And he finds the injured Americans. And lowers. And there's one moment in the film where he's just covered in soot and dirt and mud. And he's so exhausted, and he's hungry, and he's tired, and he's lying on the ground, and he's looking up to the sky, and he's like, "God, let me save just one more." And he miraculously gets the strength to save one more, and he says, "God, let me save one more." That's a bad time
Uzi,
to laugh.
You kind of took me out of it there. With the
really
laugh.
Ruined the moment.
I actually looked over to see if she was laughing right now.
Go ahead and...
Let me save one more.
He's so dramatic. He's so good.
He's very sincere. I don't even know what movie that is.
I know. I was like, what am I even laughing at? It was just, he's just so
That was
much
the movie
sometimes.
Starring Andrew Garfield. What was that movie that
oh,
he...
Yeah.
I can't
was it
remember.
Dunkirk?
No.
It's him and Adam Driver?
No.
It's not the Jesus-y one?
No, I want to say that.
Oh, where he was like a medic or something?
Yeah, that's old, actually. I don't think that was this year either.
Oh, was it Hacksaw Ridge?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, that was last year, too. So.
No, but that was the beginning of this year when he was talking about
it. Oh, he was doing the review.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, fine.
So
you get a pass on that.
I check on those things,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else? What's next?
Well, you know, I haven't played Yuzette's song yet, but I can save that for later.
Oh, it's up to you.
Do you want to do it now, or?
Well, would it buy you some time to get some other stuff? Yeah, the Secret Show one.
I know we did that already.
Well, we did.
But, you know, it's a...
It's, well, for anyone who wasn't listening at 6 a.m., this was the thing that it sort of inspired this whole CF that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
yesterday on The Secret Show, we did a gift exchange, and Yuzi wrote me a song, and it made me cry, made my mother cry.
I didn't write it, I just changed a few
words. You changed a few words.
Yeah. I'm going to roll the whole thing.
It's Andrew Gold's song.
With John included.
All right. Crank this up.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Is this where Yuzi starts singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest hit would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend. If someone asked me just what to do, I think to myself, what would Sarah do? What would Sarah do? I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
I so appreciate you.
Hey, Yuzi, thank you.
I so appreciate you.
You're a good friend to me.
Thank you for being a friend.
Aww, so sweet. So yesterday she surprised me with that on The Secret Show. That was my Christmas present. It was wonderful. And it came with the framed lyrics. So right. I'm going to put that up at my house. So I can look at it every day. Yuzi appreciates me.
Yeah.
I appreciate you too.
Mm.
Sorry, I was really surprised. I told the missus about your song, and she goes, was Vaughn mad? And I go,
why was Vaughn mad?
Because Vaughn is the one who wrote her the thing last time.
Right.
And I was all, how do you remember that? So she totally remembered Vaughn had gotten you a handwritten, was it a poem?
He did. He wrote me a poem.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something. I treasure that, and I treasure the thing you did yesterday. And they're like among the most meaningful gifts I've ever gotten. Like, well, I'm going to put them up. I look at the Vaughn thing almost every day.
Oh, well, just so you know, I consulted Vaughn about this. So he was okay. He was helping me. I'm like, what should I do? How should I do this? So.
Well, it's a high bar, so whoever gets me next year, I don't know what you're going to have to get a kick line or something. I don't know. Because I love it. You guys should all ask her. It feels so good to have someone, you know,
write
a nice...
No, we should not start that.
Oh, it's nice.
The whole segment's going to be singing and poems.
Yes.
And dancing. Maybe some like maybe like a cheerleading routine.
Yeah, I hope I get you next year. I'm going to write you a song, Vinny.
I don't know if anybody else wants it, Yuzi.
You know, should it be a roast? Because I don't feel like that's in the spirit
I'll make it
of
like
the...
super punk rock.
Oh,
all right.
There you go.
What else you got?
I'm trying to pick up a punk song for Vinny.
Yeah. All right, I'll just roll this one. This is an isolated vocal from earlier this year.
Go home and
it should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
So we're singing along with the actual song.
Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Oh, geez.
Can't wait to hear that isolated.
Oh, well,
and then there it is. So, you know, because we can't use third-party audio in the podcast, a lot of times stuff gets cut out, but I guess when we're all singing along with it, that's a good song. I love that one.
So great. You know that show's still on.
What?
Yeah, I watch it.
You mean in reruns?
Yes.
Yeah. They should redo that one. That was a good one. Greatest American Hero. So that was this year?
Yeah, it was this year.
Oh. Hmm. What else did you grab from this year?
You want to save any of it, or you just want to blow the whole load?
Yeah, let's blow the whole load, baby.
Yeah.
All right. I had one more that I'm still working on.
Oh, all right.
On, but
let's just, we'll save it. That's
fine. I still have a couple more here that's ready to go if you want to just roll them.
People brought up a couple. Did you find the Hooman sound effect one?
I did, but in search for that, I found another nugget here. So it's
always... Give me a small nugget. We'll save a few, and we'll do them on the other
okay,
side.
Okay, so I'll play the sound bite of the falling down the stairs. I heard a lot about this falling back sound
You just
bite
have the sound bite,
hilarious.
not the reaction to it?
I found it.
Oh, good.
But okay. So this is... While I was searching for that sound bite, I found another nugget of him working the sound buttons, you know?
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have, for your next news break... Shocking news!
Come on, that's
you.
All right, just wait for it.
Shocking news!
Hold on. Just wait.
Next news break. I have shocking news.
You feel me?
No, that's not it.
Okay, well, we'll try again after these. All right, happy end of 2017, everybody. I will continue the madness after these. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy, happiest Friday of the year.
Hey, I wanted to thank real quick, if I could, a local family-owned jewelry business. Many of you know them. Shreve & Co.
I love them.
Oh. I'm Len Richman.
Apparently,
the commercials are actually
when they found
glittering out
about the Sonoma and Napa County fires, and obviously we all knew how bad that was for everyone, they donated over $87,000 to go to Meals on Wheels of Sonoma County, specifically to help survivors of the October fires.
Oh, that's very nice.
So, Shreve & Co., cool.
Yay!
We should also thank again the Bay Club, who also
they matched
came
every donation and went above and beyond. We raised $111,000 for Tipping Point.
Yep.
And Daniel Lurie, and they're just great. Go to tippingpoint.org and see where your dollars are going. They've already distributed millions of dollars to help people up there, and so much help is needed. I mean, look, we're all going to try to enjoy our holidays, but really keep in your heart that there's a lot of people suffering right now, and we'll continue to. That's the thing. As we get a little further and a little further and a little further, it becomes less top of mind. You got to really keep these people and everything that everyone's going through, because it's not just here. It's down south now. It's the hurricanes. Mm-hmm. It's the earthquakes.
Horrible, yeah.
A lot happened in 2017, and it's going to take a lot to put it all back together. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Yes, it is.
It's Friday.
Down on Friday.
Woo!
Everybody's looking forward to the really, really, really long weekend.
Yeah, it is.
This is how we do it.
It's a freaking weekie, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Don't start walking.
Master!
Woo! Master!
Oh, Hooman, this one's for you, wherever you are in the world. Shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, you say hallelujah.
Let's howl for the last time of the year.
Ow!
Ow. Ow. Howl with us, everyone. Howl for Christmas. Oh, hoes.
Make it rain on them hoes.
On them hoes.
Make it rain on them hoes.
With the hoes.
Hoes! Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Seriously, drinks, it's happening tonight.
Oh, we're on!
Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
Ebola.
No eating.
It's dangerous.
Oh, more. Ooh.
Awesome.
Oh, wind down.
I'm also awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm.
Knows how to party.
Oh, yeah, they do.
California.
Welcome to the party.
And this is where a human usually says, take a pill. Where's take a pill? Where's take a pill?
Where's take a pill? Where's take a pill? Please. To show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
No!
Oh, yeah. When I'm going. I'm going
off the
rails on a crazy train.
Ah, oh, that feels good. Last one, 2017. Thanks, Bren. I'm glad you're back this week.
Me too. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to be on baby.
He
baby
still has 2 weeks
dad.
Left. Baby wow. daddy time off.
All right.
Yeah, split it up. I thought it worked better that way for all of us. Yeah.
For sure, it did.
Yeah.
Especially today.
That's for sure. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euromoney.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. If you're traveling today, you can expect it to be one of the busiest possible days for holiday travel. So it's yesterday and today have been heavy.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Also keep this in mind, a warning from CHP. Maximum enforcement begins on the roadways tonight at 6 p.m.
So don't be one of those jerkos.
The focus is speed limit enforcement, but officers will be watching for all signs of impaired driving. That includes your phone. So it doesn't matter if you're swerving because you're texting or because you've had too many drinks.
Right. Just pay attention.
Right.
Just this weekend. There's going to be enough idiots out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this next story is one I'm doing for you.
Oh, because well, thank you. It's, here it is, the end of the year, Vinny.
Right. I happen to know you love space travel.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything.
The battle of billionaires is on as Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Richard Branson all look to get into space in 2018.
Shouldn't they just team up?
They've
like
all had
superheroes
no,
do?
Absolutely not. They've all had different levels of success with this, mm-hmm. but right now it looks like one of the dudes that works with Bezos, which is the Amazon guy, he says their space firm, Blue Origin, is now a year out from human flights. Right now.
Just to like to the moon? Or to where? Just like fun in space, fun in, with weightlessness?
Blue Origin, let's see here. They have a test site in West Texas. They saw a most recent launch last week. When a capsule outfitted with large windows that was a distinctive feature of the spacecraft took off, the capsule carried 12 experiments as well as a test dummy dubbed Mannequin Skywalker.
Adorable.
To
That's
measure,
adorable.
Environment a human would experience on those flights. So it looks like they're trying to get people into space. I don't know if they're, I don't think they're going to the moon. I think they're all just trying to
get up in there and get back down.
Right.
That's get a look at the planet and then you come and float around a little bit.
That's the goal. Richard Branson claims in October he will travel to space on his Virgin Galactic craft. Mm. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He claimed in October he'll do it within 6 months. So early in the first half of 2018, he's going to be pulling that off.
This is happening. Mm-hmm. Well, it should be happening. It's 2018.
And Elon Musk
Let's get this going.
is expected to soon reveal a launch schedule for a manned version of his Dragon capsule to ferry astronauts to the International Space Station under a NASA contract next year.
How exciting.
The space race is on. You like it?
I do.
What do you, you sound tentative.
I know, but capitalism gets in the way of Earthism to me when it comes to this stuff. Like, I feel like, you know, the problem of getting off Earth and finding other places to potentially colonize or spread out to, you know, I want, this is our cradle, and shouldn't we all work together to do this stuff? And we have, to some degree, you know, with government agencies that work together around the world, but it does seem like once you get the capitalists involved, things move a lot faster, and it would just be nice if they also
Want sponsorship.
Well, yes, I would love to have Alice or Sarah and Vinny splashed on one of the things. What's that going to cost us? I don't think we can afford it.
So there you go. I just wanted to do that story because I know you love so much the idea.
Do.
So in 2018, you can look forward to space travel, Sarah.
I can't wait, Vinny. I would go for a short trip.
It is the Friday before Christmas, so I wanted to do a couple of these quick random facts about Christmas history, if I could.
Okay.
Nobody, and I thought I just saw the whole point behind this, but maybe it was just a cartoon and nobody knows for sure how the traditions of hanging Christmas stockings or drinking eggnog got started.
Oh.
In the Christmas cartoon I just saw, the kids were cleaning the stockings out in the street, and they hung them to dry by the fireplace.
And then, surprise, there were toys in them in the morning.
Santa
would fill those because you'd done your work, you'd done your chores. I like your way. I think
Christmas trees used to be lit up with real candles.
What? Yeah. How?
By burning your house down. I think is how you did it.
People put actual candles on their tree.
They were asking for it.
Oyster stew was, have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oyster stew was a common dish at Christmas dinner. Oysters were plentiful and cheap in the 19th and early 20th centuries, so typical Christmas dinner would include some kind of oyster dish. You love it?
I love oysters.
You do?
Yeah. I actually like them raw. I haven't eaten them a lot. I've had them barbecued, I think.
Oh, yeah, I like them in
the shell, sometimes they do isn't it Oysters Rockefeller where they put like a cheesy thing on top?
Just give me the regular.
I just want a raw oyster. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Give it to me, baby.
Well, there's a couple for you.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to mention this guy because he just passed away. Some of you will know this name, Dick Enberg.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, known for his calling sports and his 60-year career, passed away yesterday at the age of 82. I guess he was living his golden years out in La Jolla, which is down south. It's
When's
a beach
the last
community.
Time he called a game?
It's been a while, but apparently
it was last year.
His family says, though, he was still doing a he had two podcasts. Mm. They say he was full of energy. Mm. His wife and family were already in Boston for the holidays.
No.
And he was getting ready to leave. The bag was packed and he had a heart attack.
Oh.
They say he was.
How sad.
They're all very shocked. They all expected to celebrate the holidays together. And unfortunately for them, they already had their last Christmas with him last year.
Oh, that's sad. Rest in peace, Dick Enberg. It's so funny. They were playing some clips of him this morning on CBS when I was driving in.
Yeah.
And I don't know most of the people that do the announcing, but you could recognize his name, and he's the Oh My guy.
Yeah, you know, they mentioned his Oh My, and I don't remember it. But
they played it a few times, and I went, oh, yeah, that's...
I do remember the guy, though,
yeah,
for sure.
Of course.
He started in radio, too.
A lot of people start in radio.
Yeah.
You need a farm league. We need a farm league.
Is this more pitching for interns?
It is. We all started as interns.
I thought they already said yes.
They did, but there's things to work out.
Attachments with that.
Yeah, there's things to work out. But we're desperate for that. That's where all the kids come from.
Yeah.
That's where the next generation of broadcasters is. I mean, look around. We're all getting old. Like, let's get some kids in here.
Speak for yourself, punk.
Yeah, that's true. You haven't hit 50 yet.
Right. Did you want to play another clip from... I have texts. I can get to those if you want.
We do have some, and we can play a few more maybe in the 9 o'clock hour. Do you have one in particular you wanted to get to?
Yeah, I do. I have a few, actually. Do you want to do the human falling down the stairs one?
Yes. Or? So this was when we were falling back, and Bryn was out on paternity leave, and we were telling Human that he had to get us a sound effect for falling back.
Here's what's happening. We begin with falling back this weekend. As this Saturday night, when you climb into bed, that's the falling back sound, everyone.
Fall.
It's there. See how much better it is when you're here to hit the button, Human?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That U2 song was hard. Forgive me.
Anyway, we fall back. So when you climb into bed...
It's a long, long stairwell.
When you climb into bed this Saturday night, you're going to turn your clock back an hour, or you'll just go to bed and your phone will do it for itself, and that's how we do. That's how we do it now.
Ow! Really hurts.
Fall back this weekend, everyone.
Right, nice work, Human. Way to find
the button
sound effect. Great work.
Also,
it's
the perfect sound. You did it.
Thank you.
That was so funny.
Oh my god, that's a good one. Do you want to save the rest for 9 o'clock? You
sure.
Squeeze a few texts in here.
I'll do a couple texts here for you guys. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, oh my God, that May You thing cracks me up every time.
I feel like we've heard it enough times.
Love you guys. Merry Christmas, says 415.
Love you too. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Yes, you.
Oh, people are requesting really old stuff. We can't get to all that. I would love to hear the show when Vinny returned back after all those years gone.
Boy, I don't even know if we have a whole lot of that.
We don't need to hear that.
I wouldn't mind hearing
that. That's 10 years ago.
It'll be 10 years in August.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Wow. It's unbelievable how freaking fast time goes. Damn. Yeah. You were in your 30s when you got back here.
I know. Because you threw me that funeral for my 40th birthday. Thanks so much. Oh, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah. I love funny stories.
This is so stupid. So it's... I really do love Icky. He's a guy who I worked with in Oregon, and we brought him here because I liked him.
And he was great.
And he was great for a while, and things didn't end as well as we would like, but he's off doing his own thing now, and that's fine, and him and I are still friends. And so I wanted to preface that with, some of you may not even know Icky because he left before, he was here before
Bryn. The guy, and Bryn's been here 5 years now, right? Mm-hmm. How long?
It's been a while.
Has it been five? Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute. But anyway, so that kid, he texted me the other night with a picture from a t-shirt of the 40th birthday celebration, you know, the one you commissioned with me looking like...
Yeah, Scott Larson, thank you. Incredible artwork. They took Vinny's bald head and put it on the oldest body they could find. Old dude body.
I have the t-shirt.
I actually think...
You know what? I'm going to go grab it.
Hold it up for the camera. Yes, do. It's great.
I actually think it's a dead body is what it is. I can't even be
alive. No, the guy's standing
body.
Up. It's fine. Just an old dude.
Whatever.
It's his future, Vin. Just take a look.
He goes... So the text he sends me is that picture. He pictures it, sends it to me, and he goes...
If you go to radioalice.com/watch, Uzi is putting it up on the camera now. There's a front
and
a back.
There's a front and a back, yeah. Oh, so here's the front.
Oh, good.
Oh, there
it
is. That's a good one.
That's it.
And then here's the back.
That's just...
That's even better. It's just a guy's naked butt, like an old dude.
The
body
is...
Again,
his
so you can
hands
see
are like talons. They're so old.
Usually the collar's hanging in front of Vinny's face.
It's okay.
There
it's
we go.
Fine.
Yeah, just keep that up there. Everyone take a look at that. So go on.
Anyway, he says, do you remember this? And sends me the picture. I'm like, yeah, throw that thing away. And he goes, I'm going to have to. Goodwill wouldn't take it.
Oh!
it was offensive, huh?
He tried to give it to Goodwill. Send it here, fool. Then he stole a huge box of those things,
no,
and no one ever saw them again.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did. I did not.
Yes, you did.
No.
We know you did. You hated those t-shirts from the minute you saw it, and then we never saw the giant box of 50 of them again.
For the thousandth time,
you guys just keep going.
No, no, no. You guys drove me to that event, and you drove me home from
with
that
all
event.
Your million packages.
No, I did never had
all kinds of stuff.
Putting stuff in your
car. I never had those things.
You're
at
a liar.
All.
Liar.
Liar.
Bryn.
I don't know. It just fit.
I can't believe he's trying to give it to Goodwill.
I know.
Like, who doesn't wear that thing proudly? I actually wore mine out.
Did you?
I did. I did throw it away like last year. Like, the arm was coming off. And
the arm was coming
and
off.
And the you couldn't even see the decal on it or whatever
and
that is.
Disgusting
no,
is
it's
more
awesome.
Like it. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was funny, though. So, at the time, I buried it, but it seemed appropriate.
Oh, is that what you did with the t-shirt? You buried them? Okay. Now we know. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back and hear a few more clips, best dubs of the year. Plus, we have the Charlie Puth, Hailee Steinfeld tickets. Her name's Hailee, not Hailee. And more after the
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.